Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go-go-go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello, and I'm so glad to welcome you to the Be Happy Now show. I've got my friend Leah here on the show. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I want to introduce you because this show today, this episode, is all about having faith in the unknown. And we're going to explore the way out, the many ways out of stagnation. And so this episode here with Leah, it's a first part of a two-part conversation. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we decided to host this topic to have faith in the unknown because a lot of the clients we work with have been communicating with us how they kind of feel often in this fight or flight mode, and they feel like stuck because of the last 2.5 years we've been living. They're not sure how they can prepare to move forward, especially when they are passionate leaders and guides who are here to make a mission in the world. So we're going to explore that topic today together. So if you really do have a desire to grow out of stagnation or stuckness, and you wish to, well, unlearn what has you repeat similar patterns of not moving forward because you're scared about the unknown, then you've got to listen to this two-part series. I'm Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach. And I'm so excited to introduce to you Leah Rowling. She's also a host of a podcast. Her show is called Becoming You. So find her show anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leah is a thought coach and strategist. She helps women leaders tap into the best of who they are using her BE method. Too many women really feel as though they are meant for more, but they're too exhausted and too overwhelmed to even look for it. So she helps them find that more peace. She helps them live into it and have the impact they know that they have always had. And if you want to learn more about Leah, just go to leahrowling.com. And hi, Leah.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, me too.
We have so much fun.
It's so fun. We're both hosts of shows produced by Transformation Talk Radio, and we both had just kind of a synergy or energy pizzazz. I don't know what it is, but it just felt like
Yes.
We got to do this show. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit before we get into our topic. I'd love for you to actually tell our listeners about what you do around decluttering it all, and what you hear from your clients in this need to have more certainty or navigate the unknown.
Yeah, so the declutter conversation is an interesting one because what I found as I was kind of going through my personal development journey was that I was cluttered, and not just like physical clutter, like you would think like stuff, right? Although, don't get me wrong, I had a lot of stuff, which was a constant reminder of my overconsumerism. But the clutter that I'm going to call mental clutter, like thoughts that don't serve me that I've borrowed or recycled from somebody else that are not my own, emotional clutter, clutter that kind of keeps me feeling heavy and stuck and exhausted and overwhelmed, behavioral clutter by way of habits and behaviors that I do that I know do not serve my higher good or the goals that I have for my life. Temporal clutter, right? Like all of the time wasted in what I call the three D's: doubt, delay, and distraction, right? And I have a clutter quiz. It's super fun to take because you can kind of see, oh my gosh, like what area in my life is really creating this stagnation that we're talking about today. And what I truly believe is all of these areas of clutter where we have it will relate and tie back into the unknown and our fears of not enough, our fears of I don't know, our fears of my life should have looked different somehow, some way. And so I think when you clear up the clutter, I think your best life is under that. Mm. And you just have to clear it and get it out of the way so that you are free to live it. So
totally. Oh my gosh. I love that. And it's a nice visual, a tangible visual to I find to use the word decluttering, especially for things before we get into the mind, because it might feel less tangible, less doable, a little bit more unknown, uncertain. How do I declutter the mind when you've not really done this work? So to start with like physical decluttering so that the energy can circulate yes. through the room yes. in an easy way, then you get to feel that openness. And I mean, who doesn't feel good after a good house cleaning?
Right? Right. For sure. Absolutely.
So I'm guessing, right? When we get into our body and we get to that mental decluttering space, it gets easier because we know what to look forward to in terms of feeling. And so what are your clients going through right now that makes them desire or crave faith in the big unknown?
I think what's happened, and you know, history will prove to us that this is the phase that we're in, based on this past pandemic, they are struggling with their own intuition, trusting that. I think, you know, the last couple of years has created a lot of doubt and a lot of tolerances and a lot of excuses on, and we did that. And it was important that we did that because we needed to be empathetic and compassionate and whatnot, but we're in a different time where we need to produce more of who it is that we are, not only as a country needing to increase their GDP, but companies need to increase GDPs, leaders, guides, executives, parents, we need to produce more. And I believe that the best thing that we can ever produce is our very best version of ourselves. And so I think because of COVID, we were kind of hit with this idea that there is uncertainty and some unknowing, but I want to offer we don't ever know anything. Like, it's always unknown. So instead of fighting it, instead of resisting the reality of it, let's accept it and let's embrace it with curiosity and knowing the things that we do know. And let's explore that and stay in that lane. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Lately, I've been even more aligned and curious about the unknown of above gravity and above the planet. And just maybe it's because I'm tuning into Sabrina the Teenage Witch episodes lately. And I've been just watching back what I've been watching while I was a teen and just the magic. Now, the episode I was watching recently, they're going on a winter vacation on the planet Mars, you know? And so anyway, the space thing and how our solar system and the Milky Way actually travels in space. It has a certain speed. And I was actually talking about that on the September 1st episode called God or the Universe. And I'm exploring in the Be Happy Now show how there's no human who has to press a button forcing the thing of the universe to all work perfectly. It just happens. And yet we don't know how. We don't know how the bigger whole actually functions, but it just happens. And we wake up with the sunset, with the sunrise, and we go to bed with the sunset. And that synergy is a mystery. And yet it is that the only guarantee
that we can
really... Right? That's the only guarantee. So I feel like the unknown is also the thing that as humans, we want to know for sure what's going to happen. Like, if I make this decision for myself and I change jobs, am I going to like my new colleagues? Am I going to be well-treated? Am I going to blah, de, blah, de, blah? And then we try to plan it before it even happens.
Yeah. Well, and I think that faith in that unknown, right? That's the component that we're talking about. And whether you believe in God or universe or whatever, there is a faith, right? And to me, faith means believing when you have no business believing, right? We wouldn't need faith if we knew. It's kind of like that confidence piece, right? People are always looking for more confidence, skilling up in their confidence set. So they believe that they will be able to make a decision that's right, as if there is such a thing. But if you think about it, if we were 100% confident in any decision that we made, we wouldn't need confidence. I don't think we need confidence. I think we need disappointment and failure tolerance. And in this case, we need unknown tolerance.
I love that.
Yeah.
One of my clients recently was like, can you talk more about faith versus fate? And I said, okay, so faith as in trust and fate as in your purpose. And she said, yeah, actually that sounds good. And here, great. And those two words or four words don't have to be it. I love how you said faith is the belief that we get to have even when we don't know. And that's beautiful because it almost touches on the trust and the knowing that you as a being are enough. Whatever you said, whatever you did, wherever you showed up, however you showed up, whether you reacted or acted from emotions or not, you are enough. And having faith in the fact that the moment that you choose to stand fully in the fullness of who you are, you are enough. You just are enough. And you get to be your unique expression of that unknown, maybe in a playful way. Why can't it be just a playground? Can we play in the unknown since we don't know? Let's play.
Play. Yes. Yeah. And I love that enough piece. I always tell my clients, because one of our core fears is not being enough, what I offer to them is there's no enough fairy. No one's coming to your door and like, knock, knock, knock. Like, okay, you're enough. Like, here's your banner. There's no worth award. Like it's just innate. Like we were born worthy, 100% worthy. And the beautiful thing about that is no one can take it away. There's nothing that you can do to make you more worthy. There's nothing that you can do to make you less worthy. And it was interesting. I was just having this conversation with my middle child. And he was just like, so you're telling me that this person that maybe sits on his hands and watches Netflix and eats bonbons. I'm like, how do you even know what a bonbon is? Anyway, eats bonbons is equally as worthy as somebody that's doing good work out in the world and, you know, doing missions and building churches and building schools. And I said, yes, that's what I'm saying. And I could tell he wasn't getting it. So I explained to him, I said, do you think a baby that is born in this world is worthy? And he kind of looked at me and he's like, I know she's onto something. And he's like, yes. I said, how? What does the baby have done? The baby doesn't even know his name. It can't walk. It hasn't talked. It doesn't know a language. It has no career. It has no aspirations. It has no goals, but worthy nonetheless. Yes. And so then we had the whole worthy and deserving conversation, which would be a whole podcast for another day. But to get to there, each and every one of us gets to just choose. And I like to think about a belief as just thoughts that you continue to think until you believe that they're true. You just get to believe that you're worthy. You just get to believe that you're enough. And it's a choice that you get to choose. Mm-hmm. And should you choose it, the world opens up into like infinite possibilities when you believe that to be true. So anyway.
Thank you. Can you hear her passion? I mean, come on. I just love the passion behind the words that you share. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show, by the way. And this is Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, and Leah Rowling, my friend, who's also a host of the Becoming You show. And I'd love for us to talk about what we both how we are aware, how we have gotten to be aware that we are either stuck or stagnant, that there's a clutter, that there's an energy blockage in our bodies that either mean that we don't feel enough or that we feel frustrated or that we're scared, that we don't have faith in the unknown. It might show up as in a specific way in the body. And I was just curious if you'd like to share, we can exchange our experiences as to how that shows up in our body.
Yeah. So for me, I feel my feelings depending on the feeling, right? Because what I teach is that we have thoughts, right? And our thoughts are what creates our feelings. We like to assign our feelings to situations outside of ourselves, right? Like we like to say that our children frustrate us, or we like to say that our mother-in-law annoys us, but actually we annoy and frustrate ourselves with our own thinking because we have a thought, and that thought creates a hormonal, chemical, biological vibration energy in the body. We label it an emotion. And so when we get really good at feeling our feelings, we can find them in our body. Like for me, when I'm feeling sad, I feel it right here in my chest and it feels a little heavy. And sometimes I get some tickling in my throat. When I feel angry, it's right here in my heart. I call it my rhomboids. I call them my heartstrings. Because when I get really mad,
like behind, like in the right, shoulder blades, yes, and in the left, yes, side. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. It like seizes up on me, and everything and all of it is welcome. Like all thoughts are valid. All emotions are welcome. And when we don't resist them, like people think that if you think about it, everything we do or not do is to feel or not feel a certain way. But I don't think it's in the feeling of them. I think we get tight when we try to resist them. So when we feel them, we're like, oh, that's frustration. I got you, right? It just by labeling, it's like hide and seek in the body, right? It's like,
oh I love shoot. That term. Yes.
Right? It's like, shoot, she called me out and she knows me by name, right? And it kind of like,
the light is on.
She found us, go hide, right? But when you label it like, okay, all right, this is a little frustration or anxiety. I work with a lot of clients that have a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression. And really for them, the best relief that they get is just by allowing themselves to do a little anxious, to do a little depressed, to label it as opposed to resist it or to identify as the state of it. Like, I am depressed. Like, hello, I'm Leah and I am depressed. We're not depressed.
It's right? Not yours.
It's not yours, right? It's a feeling that you're experiencing and it's valid because you're a human, right? But you do not have to own it, right? So anyway, that's...
Well, I love that. I was actually listening to your episode called Happy is Not the Goal. And for anyone who enjoys this part of our conversation, I totally recommend going to tune in because you talk more about that. And it's just so fun to go deeper into this topic as well. So yeah. Thank you for sharing that, how it shows up in your body. And it's so similar for me as well. And for you listening, I'd love for you to just take a breath right now and tune into, just scan your body and notice if there is one specific place right now that feels more tense or that feels like speaking to you. And we don't need to know why or how or what it's about. We just get to notice that that is a stuck energy in the body. And like for me, it's almost like what you were sharing before, Leah, like that behind the heart, in the shoulder blades, middle back. And it can show up in different ways. I often say, you know, when you have a headache, how are you putting pressure on yourself? Like, what are you saying that is self-sabotaging and creating this pressure in the temples? And so I found that for me, stagnation totally is that physical sensation that is the manifestation of an emotion that just blocks the body. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I have a broken finger right now. This is totally stuck energy. This is totally something blocked from coming in. And I spent some time trying to figure it out. What does it mean? Then I realized that the trying is not helpful. The trying just forces it when I want flow to come in. And I feel like when we want to get out of stagnation, we want to have the faith that it's going to be okay. I have faith that I'm just going to keep learning about what this finger fracture means. And if it does have a specific meaning, and perhaps it's just to allow me to flow more gently into my day and not and rush less, even if I'm pretty good at not rushing, we're always wanting to practice what we preach and come back to the present moment. So, you know, I'm living it right alongside you. I'm living the feeling of stuck energy in my body all the time. And one thing of hope that I want to say is that stuck energy doesn't stay stuck if you choose that it doesn't have to be there. Yep. Okay. So I'd love for us to actually talk about that, that choice that we have, because if we see so many, so I just see it all around me. It's so easy to say, yeah, I am depressed. I am anxious. I am this, I am that. Oh, but I've always had a bad back, or, oh, but you know me, I'm always broken in some way, or, oh, my body, it's still 99% ill when you've been doing all the work to make yourself feel better and you're not acknowledging the progress. So I really feel like a conscious choice to be aware of how the stagnation gets stuck in your body allows you to progress and have faith in what it can bring and believe in the possibility that is infinite.
So good. Yes. I say all the time when people will be like, yeah, but this is how I've always been. And I've always had a bad back. And I'm like, this is the best news ever, because your past is not indicative of your future. All of the possibilities that were ever in your past, they're all gone. They're all gone. There's no possibilities there. So let's look to, what would you like? What would you like to have for your future? And left finger is control, my beautiful friend. Right? Like, that's metaphysics. That's control. And it's so fitting for this conversation, right? It's, we can't control the unknown, but the things we can control, our thoughts, our feelings, how we show up, and our results. That's all we can control. And that's enough, right? Mm-hmm. But when we try to control things outside of us, right, you're going to manifest some dis-ease in the body. It's going to manifest, because control feels uncertain. Control, especially, and it's exhausting, especially when you try to control things outside of you, of which none of your business, right? And I always, like, the how and the when, I always say none of your business.
Yeah. Leave it up to the universe.
That's right.
Get out, right? Where nobody's pressing a button or making the Milky Way move. Well, it's the same thing here. Get out of your head, get into your heart and your body, and tune into just the slight awareness so that you don't end up breaking your finger. And I'm saying this because for the last few months, I've had many signs that my body needed my presence. And even though I'm very present and aware, it was different. It almost felt like I could easily blame, oh, but I'm dog sitting, and so the dog pulled me into the ditch. Yeah, I fell. It's not to blame to the dogs. Oh, and then I did this movement in yoga and something in my back. Oh, and then I fell again on my knee. And I mean, all these things, it's easy to blame outside of you when it's all indications that you get to tune in. And so what I am hoping that you are getting from this episode, or many things, of course, and that is that you have so much power in choosing to be aware of your own experience in your physical body, in your mental space, in your emotional well-being. And from a place of awareness, you get to make this conscious choice to do something about it, not from a place of victim, not from a place of blame, not from a place of convincing, from a place of empowerment to be you. And I'm sure, Leah, you could tell us more about that empowerment to be you, and to just having faith in who you are from that awareness place.
Oh, it's so good. I just needed to sit there for a minute, like, rewind, friends. You need to hear that again, please. so good. Yes. It's that attention to yourself. Nothing, friends, nothing do we experience outside of ourselves. So when you want to go blame your kids, or when you want to go blame your husband or your mother-in-law, I've had a lot of mother-in-law calls. When you want to blame something outside of yourself, realize that you're giving permission to other people to dictate how you should think and feel and show up in your life. I want you to own it. Own it. Like, what if everything was our fault? Mm. Right? If it is, that's the best news ever. Because if it's my fault, then I can solve for it. When we try to solve for a problem outside of ourselves, we will exhaust ourselves because the solution isn't there. The solution is only within, right? So what if we were the problem maker and the solver at the same time? That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I would rewind and listen to that too. Look at us, powerful beings. I would love for you to tell us about your declutter quiz real quick and tell us where people can get it. So that if, you know, they want to keep working with you or knowing more about you, where should they go?
Yeah. So just go to my website, www.leahrowling.com, and take the declutter quiz, kind of see where you're at with all of these different seven areas of clutter in your life. Cool. So yeah.
Thank you, Leah. And make sure to go to the part two episode where we will discover, we'll help you discover what's required to have unwavering faith in yourself so that you can break free from permission, free from the need to be validated, free from apologizing for yourself, and free to become the youest you possible. And that will happen on the Becoming You show hosted by Leah. And if you want to meditate with me on Insight Timer, go to the Insight Timer free meditation app. Look me up as a teacher. I have a bunch of meditations that could be really helpful here, like one called Lighten Your Load and Feel at Ease to Be You. I have one about set your energetic boundaries and be you, experience the you who is free now. They're all pretty tight in the same topic. So I would invite you to go there and meditate with me for free. And I've also got a really special workshop. It's a pop-up workshop. You get to come on to the Be Happy Now show, live recording, and stay with me for a live Q&A. It's going to be a pop-up workshop on how to flow out of fight or flight. And that's happening next week on Thursday, September 15th, 2022. And if you want to join, it's free. All you got to do is send me an email to say, hey, Claudia Sam, I want to join the pop-up workshop. My email is cs@claudiasamsoulcoaching.com. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Leah, for being my guest.
My honor.
Yay. Okay. Bye. See you in part two. Bye.
Part two. Bye.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.